banged off the rim, no good. Store the rebound for Wisconsin.
Wisconsin 1 of 9 from three right now. Shots have been good, though. I don't feel like they've forced any threes. They just haven't made them.
The ball is Hepburn throwing to Wall at the top. Rotates to Klesmann. Max brings it top of the circle. Two bodies on the floor. Now Klesmann for three left of the circle. Rattles out. Wall the rebound and the putback. Tyler Wall fighting for it and winning that fight. 19-15 SMU. 7:53 left of the half. Chuck Harris with Chucky Hepburn in his grill. Now Williamson throwing to Lanier off the Williamson screen. Lanier in the lane in some trouble. Gets it out of there to Harris. Bounce pass intended for Williamson, and it's taken away by Klesmann. Max diving to the floor, coming up with the steal. Oh, some active hands and feet here for Wisconsin.
And he baited him into that. He set him up perfect for that.
Here's Hepburn on the right side. Chucky throwing to Wall, right of the circle, darts at the Max. Three shot left corner, an air ball, and it went off of Crowell's hands and out of bounds as we have the under eights media timeouts. Hey, Badger fans, if you're looking for the perfect in-game meal, choose a Brew Pub Pizza loaded with quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with more than half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese. Brew Pub Lotsa Matzo Pizzas are a proud partner of Badger Athletics and are available in your grocer's freezer. Badger basketball also brought to you by Rail Transport, offering truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. 7:16 left in the half. It's SMU 19, Wisconsin 15. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense. Ask NOAA Insurance Group if Auto Owners make sense for you.
The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Box Mike. Friday nights at 7 on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense. Ask NOAA Insurance Group if Auto Owners make sense for you. Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense. Ask NOAA Insurance Group if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Looking for bigger, bolder, better yields? FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans are here to change the game. Our seed products deliver winning results every single time. Reach out to your local FS dealer or visit fsseed.com to learn more. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
19 to 15, SMU leads Wisconsin with 7:16 left in the first half. Butchie, they've gotten themselves back into this game here.
They have. Now, they're 1 of 11 from 3. I don't think the shots have been bad, but SMU is tricking them into taking them. You know what I'm getting at, right? Like,
yeah.
Just because they're there doesn't necessarily mean that that's a bad shot. I mean, they're open. But understand, you're up 10-0 in points in the paint.
Yeah.
That's where you got to get the ball. SMU is doing – you're falling into SMU's trap right now.
Yeah, Wisconsin coming into this game just 32% from the three-point line. B.J. Edwards against Max Klesman to the front court, throwing to Zurich. Phelps feeds Harris. Outside left with Hepburn on him. Now Phelps high on the right. Refeeds Harris. Rotates it to B.J. Edwards. A flip to Phelps. Phelps against A.J. Storr. Darts a pass. High pass went through the hands of Harris and out of bounds to Wisconsin. Another SMU turnover. That's eight of them now for the Mustangs.
And it's just by being solid. It wasn't like Wisconsin was aggressive. No, they were just solid in that possession.
6:53 left in the half. 19-15 SMU. Hepburn against Edwards in the backcourt. Chucky brings it across to the right side. Leaves it for Storr. A throw to Klesman outside left. Flips to Nolan Winter on the left wing. And his bounce intended for Storr. Goes off the foot of Keon Ambrose Hilton and out of bounds.
We're 14 minutes in this game. The other area of concern for me right now, zero free throw attempts.
Yeah.
Zero.
One of two for SMU, but it's really about Wisconsin here. You know, we talk about trying to get to the foul line. They had averaging better than 22 a game here. Here's Nolan Winter out front with the shot clock at five. Got to go with three. Storr with two. Storr with one. Three in the air, and that's an air ball and another shot clock violation. And that'll get Connor Asijan back into the game.
And why do they have zero free throw attempts, right? It sounds great. Like, they're relying on outside shooting too much, and they're not forcing paint touches.
Yeah.
Right? The ball's not moving, so there's not driving lanes. So that means now all of a sudden you're resulting in fadeaway threes at the end of the shot clock. So that's why you're not – that's why you don't have any free throw attempts.
A siege it in for Klesman. Blackwell subs for A.J. Storr. 6:22 left in the first half. 19-15 SMU. Yeah, 11 three-point tries out of the 25 shots taken for Wisconsin. B.J. Edwards brings it up the floor. Scored 4 points on Monday night against West Virginia. A pass for Ambrose Hilton, top of the circle. Pops it back to Zurich Phelps. Now it's Hudson. Hands off to Jalen Smith. He'll send it to Edwards, baseline rights. SMU will be patient offensively. Ambrose Hilton with the basketball, top of the circle, eight to shoot. Scoops it to Edwards. Left lane line, spins the paint, up right hand, short. Winter clears the rebound for Wisconsin. And a bad outlet pass for Hepburn way out in front of him. And it goes out of bounds, an unforced turnover there. And Nolan will check out. Crowell will re-enter. Tyler Wall will come in as well. And he's going to get Carter Gilmore.
The game's fast enough as a freshman. It comes at you fast.
Yep.
Then you play a team like SMU and it comes at you that much faster. And that was an example of that.
Ambrose Hilton, top of the circle. Leaves it for Jalen Smith. Gives off to Edwards. Edwards' right elbow back out to Smith. 5:44 left in the half. 19-15 SMU. Phelps moving in on Blackwell. Fades, flips. 10 feet away, right of the lane. No good. Rebound Wall. Here comes Tyler Wall for Wisconsin. Wall against Jaheim Hudson. Scoops it to Asijan. Gives it to Hepburn. Inside for Wall. Baseline right. Leaves it for Connor. Probing. And his pass. Wanting to go cross court. Taken away by Zurich Phelps. On the drive. Down the lane. Goes up. Disrupted by Hepburn. Shot no good. Phelps tries again. Missed it again. Crowell the rebound.
That was an example of what could have been a pick six we talked about during pregame. Chucky hustles back, gets a stop.
Yeah, that's a terrific piece of hustle by Hepburn. With the ball is Wall, right of the circle, finds Hepburn, goes into Crowell, draws the double, skip pass Connor, flips a three right side, and that's an air ball. Caught weak side by Jaheim Hudson. 4:49 left in the half, 19-15 SMU. Here's B.J. Edwards off the left wing. Feeds Hudson. Right side three is good. Jaheim Hudson with the triple, and he turned around to the Wisconsin bench area, it looked like. 22-15 SMU, 4:30 left in the half.
It didn't look like it.
He sure absolutely did. Yeah. And the Wisconsin bench took notice. With the ball is Crowell. Gets it to Asijan at the left point. Connor Asijan, bounce feed for Crowell, out to Asijan again, whips it into Wall. He's doubled in the lane. Now Blackwell for three, right of the circle, in and out, no good. Wall, the offensive rebound. What an effort by Tyler, left block, pushed it up, no good. Rebound Crowell, gets it out to Hepburn, right corner. Another chance for Wisconsin. Crow goes in the wall, and he couldn't handle the pass off his hands and out of bounds as we hit the under four media timeout. Badger fans, tonight's game is brought to you by the official products of Wisconsin Athletics. Brew Pub, Lots of Matzo Pizza, Old Dutch Chips, and Pepsi. Will step away with 3:58 left of the first half. SMU 22, Wisconsin 15. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Normally, when we do a commercial, we talk about all of the options a Cleary building has. We talk about storing your toys or using it for a workshop, but that's not what I'm going to talk about today. I'd like to salute our remarkable team for giving the customer service you deserve. From our engineers to the folks pounding nails, we are proud of each and every one of them, and we think you will be too. So instead of talking about plenty of space for your vehicles, I hope you will give the best in the business a chance. Cleary Building Corp, since 1978.
How do you master the game of basketball? With ingenuity. By creating new opportunities to turn post-ups into layups, spin moves into easy steals, press breaks into fast breaks. At UW Health, we use the same ingenuity to treat injuries. We build a team of the greatest minds in sports medicine, constantly innovating for the future of sports treatment. As the Badgers' official team doctors, we're dedicated to delivering advanced care every day so any athlete can stay on their A game. UW Health. Remarkable.
Let's get a U.S. Bank scoreboard update. Earlier today, Purdue held off Marquette 78-75. Memphis over Michigan 71-67. And at the half, it's Duquesne 39, Nebraska 37. 3:58 left in the first half. Badgers have hit another dry spell. SMU leading Wisconsin 22-15.
Haven't scored in the last 4 minutes. Now, SMU's doing a good job. Wisconsin's done a better job getting the ball to post. SMU's doing a good job on that post. Double team. Now, the one thing that Wisconsin's got to do is when that ball is in the double team, someone cut to the front rim, especially if Tyler Wall's in the game. We know he's not going to sit out there and shoot threes. Cut to that front of the rim, get that defense to suck in. Then all of a sudden, now you've got to skip. Instead of taking that three, it's open. I understand. But you're one of 13. Force the closeout. Force SMU to come out, close you out. Shot fake, go by him. Now you're going to get some more rotations and see if you can get some interior play that way. That's what I would love to see.
Yeah, no, it's so inviting, right? Because the looks are good for three,
good
but
looks.
If you're missing them, but if you're missing them, then you got to look at other methods.
And
right?
I'm not saying not shoot it,
yeah.
but just read it. Create another opportunity, mm-hmm. right? Create another side.
Yep.
So you've got that three that you've got. Is still going to be there with 8 seconds left on the shot clock.
Yep.
You're shooting it with 18, right? Like, you can get another ball revert because they're giving you that.
Yep. Kamari McGee back in there for Wisconsin along with Max Plesman, John Blackwell, Stephen Crow, and Tyler Wall. Chuck Harris, B.J. Edwards, Jalen Smith, Tyreek Smith, and Jaheim Hudson are on the floor.
And defensively, Wisconsin's much better. The start of it was not good, right? Bang, 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 three after three after three. Now they're playing back to Wisconsin defense the way that they're supposed to play.
Zurich Phelps with three threes in his first half. He came into the game 2-for-21 this young season. Here's B.J. Edwards high on the right, throwing to Hudson. A flip to Harris on the left side against John Blackwell. He'll toss it out to Jalen Smith, top of the circle. Sends it back to Harris, left wing. Harris sizes it up, tries a three, and nails it. Blackwell gave him some space. And Chuck Harris with his second triple, 25-15 SMU. 3:30 left in the first half. Max Klesman to the front court. Mustangs have led by as many as 11. That was early on at 15-4. Here's McGee, a bounce to Crowd, drawing the double. Turns it to Klesman, feeds Blackwell at the top. And Blackwell retreats, shot clock is at 8. Blackwell, left elbow, kills the dribble, leans in, shoots, miss. Crowd, the offensive rebound, and he walked with the ball. Turnover, Wisconsin. Here we are, Butchie, with 3:06 left in the half, and Wisconsin still has not gotten to...
And that offensive possession wasn't good. And that's why John Blackwell is coming out of the game. A young freshman, the ball reversed. It came back to him. What happened?
Mm-hmm.
It stuck.
Stuck, yep. And eventually the turnover on the traveling violation against Crowell. Stores in, Blackwell out. Here's Harris driving the lane, and he is tied up by Tyler Wall, rejecting that shot, sending it out of bounds. With 16 to shoot, 2:52 left in the half. 25-15 SMU. The Badgers now have gone more than 5 minutes without a bucket, and they've turned it over four times here in the last five plus. B.J. Edwards on the left side against Kamari McGee. Is it to Jalen Smith? Top of the circle. Works right elbow. Whips it to Edwards in the lane. Up right hand. No good. Rebound Crowell for Wisconsin. And now Max Klesman up the floor for the Badgers. Klesman high on the left. Gives it the Wall. Right of the circle. Feeds Storr. A.J. has yet to score in this first half. A.J. loops it into Wall. Draws the double. Just inside the arc, straddling the three-point line, needs some help. A bounce into Crowell, right of the lane, back out to McGee. He'll try a three off the back rim, and bodies on the floor. Harris is down, and also going down was Tyler Wall. They will call the foul on Chuck Harris of SMU. That'll be his first. Just the third team foul on SMU. The Badgers have committed just one. That was Tyler Wall, and that was a while ago.
It's been a clean game as far as it got gone.
McGee inbounds to Crowell, throwing a Wall. Flips to Storr with 2:10 left in the half. Storr at the top, feeds Wall. Bounce pass over to Crowell. Back to Wall. Tyler in the lane. Reverse layup is good. There you go. There, and now an inbounds pass stolen away by McGee. And Kamari getting the attention of his teammates saying, come on back. A minute 53 left in the half. 27-15 SMU. Klesman started to drive, lost the handle. Now Wall's pass deflected, got to Storr. A.J. down the lane, lays it up, got it, count it, and a foul. Well, it looked like it was slipping out of his hands, but he was able to control it enough, and it's an and one for A.J. Storr as the Badgers are within six.
Closing out halves is a big deal. And what they've just done now goes from a 10-point lead to a 6-point lead to a possible 5-point lead. And you walk in with a lot of momentum in that locker room. Now, how do they close out this minute 44?
A free throw for A.J. Storr. Tyreek Smith called for the foul, his first, as Storr connects on the free throw. And now Lanier will check in for Jalen Smith. Badgers within five.
And the energy comes from a post pass. Great interior pass to Tyler. He finishes it. Kamari gets a steal. Like, great things happen when you do those things.
Here's Chuck Harris to the front court against Max Klesman. A minute 37 left in the half. 25-20 SMU. Harris throwing to Phelps outside left. Gets a high screen. Tyreek Smith. Phelps in the lane. Push it up right hand. Short. No good. Rebound fought for. Grabbed by Crowell. Outlet to Tyler Wall. Wall up the left side of the front court for Wisconsin. Samuel Williamson is defending. Wall on the dribble. Starts to... left lane line, kills the dribble, feeds Storr, fakes the three, A.J. to the line, down the lane to the rim, runs it up, back rim and down. It's good for Storr, Badgers within three.
Shot fake and drive, right? He could have shot the three, no, shot fake, go to the rim.
104 left in the half, Badgers have pulled it within three. Courtesy of a 7-point run, 58 seconds left in the half. Here's Phelps, a bump, a play on, a step back, three is good. The fourth three of the half for Zurich Phelps. 28-22 SMU, 48 seconds left in the half.
Good defense by A.J. They're just really good, really good shot by Phelps.
Here's McGee out high for Wisconsin, throwing to A.J. Storr as Phelps defends. A.J. looped it into Crowell, who's doubled. Runs it back out to McGee. Kamari into Wall, right of the lane. Wall with a spin to the baseline, whips it to Storr. A.J. baseline left, goes inside Wall, low on the left, up and in for Tyler Wall. He has eight. And a timeout taken. Use it or lose it timeout for Rob Lanier. 23.4 left in the half. 28-24 SMU. It's like they're listening to you.
I don't know about that. But they're getting the ball inside. They're finding a way to get everybody involved, right? They're not settling. AJ could have had a couple of threes, shot fake, get right to that basket, put pressure on the rim, and that's exactly what they're doing. Points in the paint, everything that they've done, 18-2-0,
mm-hmm.
Right? Like, that's what they've needed to do. And I think that's why they've made this run. Phelps bangs a three, It was good defense by A.J. Storr, but that's why you couldn't let them get going. He's feeling really good about himself. Now you've got to try to make him uncomfortable. Offensively, it's finally clicked. Right now, it's taking him 18 minutes for it finally to click, but it's click. Get the ball down low, have that double team come, get movement, and then don't settle.
SMU has been on fire from three, 7 of 9. The Mustangs came into this game 31%, just 31% as a team, but a couple of hot hands, Zurich Phelps tonight. Ricardo Wright went 4 of 5 for three on Monday against West Virginia. He was one of his first 10. You never know where that offense is going to come from. Now we'll see if the Badgers can get a stop as SMU with a shot clock dart could take the final stroke of the half. Inbounds pass to Harris. He'll slow jog it up. 20 seconds left in the half. And now Harris walks it onto the center court logo. 15 seconds left. Harris against Klesman. Harris just rocks the dribble. Got 10 seconds left in the half. Harris with a bounce for Williamson. 6 seconds. Williamson, right lane line to drive the runner right hand. Good. It counts and a foul. Samuel Williamson with an and one with 3.7 seconds left in the first half. Tyler Wall called for the foul. That is his second.
And he let himself get buried. A really good play call there by SMU. They ran the horn set, got the ball on one elbow. Ripped it, Williamson did, right down the lane. Tyler got buried, and the lane was wide open. I'm going to dribble a couple times and score.
Williamson, a 50-50 foul shooter this early portion of the season, 5 out of 10. Trying to finish this three-point play, 5 points for him in the half. Free throw, in and out, no good. Tipped up and in by Phelps. 2 seconds, one. Klesman beyond half court. It's short, and that's the end of the first half. Oh, a gut punch way to end it for the Wisconsin Badgers. As SMU missing the free throw, but getting the tip in by Zurich Phelps. And the Mustangs go into the locker room up by 8. We're at halftime in Fort Myers. SMU 32, Wisconsin 24. We're back with the halftime report presented by Culver's. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense. Ask NOAA Insurance Group if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Established in 1962, Cardinal's focus on community engagement and development has always been at the core of their values. While dedicated to being the world's premier laminated and fabricated glass manufacturer, they've also been fixated on continuous improvements in safety, service, quality, and innovation. Cardinal aims to change the world through their energy-conserving products, community involvement, and new-age employment practices. Cardinal LG Amery believes in investing in the future, our future. Join the endeavor, innovate, and lead the future with Cardinal Glass.
Now, Zurich Phelps tip in gives SMU an 8-point lead here at the half. Zurich Phelps with 14 points, hitting all four of his 3-point tries. He's the one double figure scorer here so far. Chuck Harris with 7, 5 for Samuel Williamson, 3 apiece for Jalen Smith and Jaheim Hudson. Wisconsin paced by Tyler Wall. He has 8 points and 5 rebounds. 5 for A.J. Storr, 5 for Connor Esegian, 2 apiece for Steven Krause. Stevie with 6 rebounds, 2 points for John Blackwell, and 2 for Nolan Winter. At the half, SMU 32, Wisconsin 24. Coming up, our halftime conversation presented by American Family Insurance. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL, no problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace.
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
One of the best things about the holidays is the food. Giving it, getting it, and best of all, eating it. That's what makes using your gift boxes such a great idea. Easy to buy, easy to send, fun to receive, and delicious to eat. Now, with all the time you save shopping, how about getting something to eat yourself? Like a Shackmeister cheddar brat featuring Usinger sausage, of course. Or a Bratburger, a hamburger with a flat-topped Usinger jalapeno cheddar brat. Shake Shack, check them out. Downtown and their new store in Brookfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober.
Or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
It's time for the Make the Holidays Bright sales event at your local Ford dealer. Get special offers on our adventure-ready Ford SUVs or on our great selection of Ford trucks. Choose from a large inventory of Ford vehicles equipped with technology, space, and flexibility for any season. And let Ford make the holidays bright, bringing everyone together. Visit your local Ford dealer today during the Make the Holidays Bright sales event.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
32-24, SMU leads Wisconsin at the half. Some head-scratching numbers here. Wisconsin just 1 of 14 from 3, but Butch, you've talked about it, the pain points. They can keep getting it in there. Good things are going to happen. 18-4 in favor of Wisconsin there.
And it's one thing that every coach says, but you can't beat yourself. The last possession, you've got a chance to get a stop. You're sitting there. It's going to be a four-point game if you get the stop, if not six. At worst, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, all of a sudden, you foul. Now, all of a sudden, you get a chance for an and-one opportunity. You don't box out. Now, all of a sudden, the lead goes from four, or, you know, the deficit goes from four to eight.
Yeah, get an and-two.
I'm glad I'm not in that locker room right now.
Uh-huh.
Because those are the ones where coaches lose their minds over.
Yeah, all the principles that they were true to on Monday, it's not the case. A different kind of team they're playing, but this is an athletic team, and Wisconsin's doing enough things to make it easier for SMU.
Well, and you look at what's going on for the three-point line. Now, you saw that last Friday, right? Mm-hmm. They didn't guard the three-point line. Now, then Monday came, and they were able to guard the free-throw line against Virginia. We're seeing that to show a little bit. So now, let's see what they're able to do to be able to get out, contest those threes, but still contain the ball handler. It's going to be very important in what they're doing, SMU. 7 of 9 for three. Like that's too much. I'm not the smartest one around, but I know 7 of 9. That's a high percentage. That's
a very high percentage. That's right. You weren't born last night. 32-24, SMU leads Wisconsin at the half. More of our halftime chat presented by American Family Insurance. Coming up, this is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boy.
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing?"
you can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
Running a business is a lot of work. Luckily, I've got a great partner.
Oh, I thank you.
I meant U.S. Bank.
I knew that.
U.S. Bank Business Essentials is a huge help to us.
Totally. Their comprehensive point-of-sale system does it all. Tracks inventory, manages schedules, customizes orders.
Plus all the regular banking stuff.
If only it could make coffee.
Nah, that's your job.
From point-of-sale to quick loans, we have many ways to make your business boom. That's what U.S. Bank is for. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal housing lender member FDIC.
Any team can be conquered with the right playbook. It takes human ingenuity to craft and adapt the plays that will defeat even the strongest opponents. The moves that dominate on the field, the court, the ice. And cancer treatment is no different. That's why UW Health Carbone Cancer Center uses ingenuity to combat complex cancers. As the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin, we're proud to write the playbook on fighting cancer so you always have the number one team in your corner. UW Health. Remarkable.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
At the half, SMU 32, Wisconsin 24. Well, let's revisit keys here. We got a minute or so in this segment. What do you view as the keys to get back into this game in the second half?
I think the rebounding still is it, right? I think Wisconsin's done a good job of that. They've gotten offensive rebounds. They've continued to find ways of doing that. 10 offensive rebounds to SMU's only 5. I think the tempo's been pretty good. Like, they haven't got away from it. The turnovers, Wisconsin's got to cut back on those. I know they forced some for SMU, but for me, it becomes very simple. We've talked about all those things. They're doing a decent job of those. But right now, they're playing into what SMU wants them to do. Hey, we'll give you threes all day long. Mm-hmm. And they're settling for that. And because of that, offensively, it's got stagnant, and it's carried over the defense. And the biggest thing is you got to close out the shooters. I mean, right now, 7 of 9, I did some math during the break. It's about 77.8%. I mean, so too high, not good enough. But you got to get you got to make those guys uncomfortable. We said it early on. Get off to a good start. Wasn't that Chuck Harris felt both those guys started feeling themselves? They started feeling good about them. Well, you got your hands full now.
Let's see how they handle
cool
it.
Them off.
Yeah, let's see how that first segment of the second half goes. 32-24 SMU. We'll check out some of the first half stats presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Hey friends, Mott and Matt here for Brewpub Lots of Mott's Pizza. You know, so many people are stuck in the moat of mundaneness when it comes to their frozen pizza choice. Same cardboard crust, flavorless sauce, second-rate cheese, you know, all the assumptions of a frozen pizza. Well, it's time to ditch the downer and throw out that theory by diving into a Brewpub Lots of Mott's Pizza. Thin, cracker-like crust, a bold, tasty sauce, high-quality meat and veggie toppings, and bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning mozzarella cheese. There's nothing humdrum about a Brewpub pizza. See for yourself. Snag one today from the frozen pizza section at your local grocery store.
Are you ready for Badger basketball? Because it's time to get geared up. We're all coming together for those amazing on-the-court moments. Shields is right there with you, cheering our team on to victory. So suit up in your Badger red and white with fan gear from Shields, in-store or online. And let's get ready for Badger basketball. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
32-24, SMU leads Wisconsin at the half. Checking out some of the first half stats brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming. The Badgers 11 of 34 for the field, 1 of 14 from 3. And A.J. Storr made the only free throw that Wisconsin attempted in the first half. The Mustangs 12 of 25 from the floor, 7 of 9 from long range. Zurich Phelps 4 out of 4, 1 of 3 from the line. Those are SMU numbers. Wisconsin a plus 2 on the glass. Points in the paint, 18-4 Wisconsin. Those four for SMU coming in the final seconds of the half. Bench points, 9-6 in favor of Wisconsin. Points per possession for the Badgers, 0.77. For SMU, 1.06. And that's led to this 32-24 lead for the Mustangs at the break. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. This is the Halftime Report brought to you by Culver's. The second half is next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
You probably heard the quote, friends are family you choose. It's also the idea behind the other Thanksgiving holiday, Friendsgiving. Some credit shows like Friends for starting this trend by featuring a day meant to celebrate with those who aren't your relatives. And when to gather is up to you. Many celebrate just before Thanksgiving, while others wait until after the official holiday. However you celebrate, all of us with your local Civic Media radio station wish you a wonderful holiday season. I'm Terry Barr.
Ho, 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 ho! Auto Value has once again teamed up with Toys for Tots to help deliver hope to less fortunate children this Christmas. Now through December 15th, you can drop off a new unwrapped toy or cash donation at any participating Auto Value parts store. Your toy or cash donation will not only help Santa, but also allow one more child to experience the magic of Christmas. On behalf of everyone at Auto Value and the North Pole, we thank you.
Ho, ho, ho. 32-24, SMU leads Wisconsin. Get ready for the start of the second half. For a programming note, we'll have the Luke Fickell radio show tomorrow night, Thanksgiving night, at 7:05. Listen to all of it because we bust Mark Tauscher's chops. You know, Tausch down here is some kind of a correspondent.
Well, he showed up, right?
He showed up, but he did not for the show.
Oh,
I put it on a tee for Luke Fickell, and yeah. He's got some pretty entertaining comments about old T down there.
So. I see him right now down at the game with a media pass again. Oh,
of course he is, yeah.
So I thought he was actually media. Maybe he would.
He's a false hustle Hall of Famer.
Right,
I taught him well. All about false hustle. 32-24 SMU leading Wisconsin. We get ready for the second half.
He's got that box lunch down there, too.
That's right.
He's got the food.
There may or may not be a jab about offensive linemen coming up from Luke Fickell toward the end of the program tomorrow. Just saying. Badgers taking on Minnesota on Saturday afternoon, 2:30 kick. The battle for Paul Bunyan's axe.
We talked about the first half getting off to a good start. Now you have to. You're down by 8. You got to be the aggressive team. Got to attack the paint. Load up on defense. Roll the dice.
All right, here we go. Original starting 5 for the Badgers. That means Hepburn, Klesmet, Storr, Wall, and Crowell. And the original 5 on the floor for SMU. Second half underway. Badgers moving to our left or away from us as we view it. With the ball is A.J. Storr. High screen Crowell. Chucky went to the floor of the left wing. Gets back up. Rejoins the party as Tyler Wall, right of the circle, throwing to Klesmet. Bounce pass to Crowell, drawing that double. Crowell, one dribble out of there, bounces into Wall, low on the right, takes it left on the reverse layup. Good, well done.
Great offensive possession. Took their time, understood it. Tyler was able to seal. Great interior pass.
20 paint points for Wisconsin now. 32-26 SMU. Mustangs move to our right. B.J. Edwards throwing to Harris. Scoops it to Zurich Phelps. 14 first half points for him. Phelps left lane line taken away by Tyler Wall. And another turnover. That's 10 of them for SMU. Badgers committed 6 in the first half.
And you ride the big fella right now. He's got to touch the post.
Steven Crowell on the right wing, throwing a wall at the top, leads it for Heppard. A lob into Crowell. He'll catch, slips at the wall, and a foul is called on the pass. As they're trying to let the big guys eat a little bit, Butchie. You like that, don't you?
I'm just letting you say nice things about the bigs, because right now they need to touch the ball every possession down. Mm-hmm. It doesn't need to be just an automatic post feed. There it was, a screen to get Steven the ball, but like different ways, but they need to touch it every.
Ambrose Hilton called for the foul. Inbounds pass to Crowell. Baseline right. Stevie holds and looks. Now puts it on the deck a couple of times. Draws that second defender. Slips it in the clutch, but floater in the lane is good. Max flashing to the paint. More paint points. 32-28 SMU.
Every time it needs to touch the big fella.
A minute 20 gone by second half. DJ Edwards on the left side, left of the lane, the runner right hand, left it short, got his own rebound in the paint. Moves to the right side, and a reset for SMU. Phelps glides to the left, hands off to Harris. Harris whips it to Phelps, left wing against Storr. Jab step, jabbing again, Phelps whips it right side to Williamson off the wing, runs into Wall, charge is called. Tyler Wall getting legal guarding position and drawing the foul on Samuel Williamson.
Great defense by Tyler. He took it right to the chest. But why am I saying the ball needs to hit the post every time? Because right now it's creating an offensive opportunity and an advantage because they're doubling the post. So now you can put cutters to the front of the rim because you've got two SMU guys on one Badger. And Steven Crawl's doing a good job of reading that defense.
SMU showing backcourt resistance. Now starts to release as Wall will bring it up. Early on second half, 32-28 SMU. A minute 50 gone by in the second half of play. Hepburn high on the right, feeds Crowell, rotates the Wall, left point. A pass for Hepburn off the Crowell screen. Chucky on the dribble, in the lane, fades, flips. Nope, no good. Rebound loose. Williamson trying to save, and he does. And here comes SMU. Chuck Harris, left side of the front court. He'll throw it to Edwards, refeeds Harris, flips to Zurich Phelps. Now it's Williamson to the right wing. Leaning, shooting for the right elbow, no good. Ambrose Hilton, the rebound, inside feed, and a foul called on Klesman as Edwards got loose low on the left, and the foul on Max will be his first.
When we talk about rebound, right? You did SMU, they're struggling right now offensively. You've increased your intensity, you're in driving lanes, you're making it difficult. All of a sudden, offense rebound, foul. Now all of a sudden, they get a chance to start feeling good about what they're doing.
Edwards, not a lot of free throw attempts for him. In fact, hardly any at all. And he hits the first. That is his third attempt, and he's made them all. And this is game number 6 for SMU.
That'd be 100%.
That would be 100%. That's pretty good. You didn't even need your calculator for that.
I'm pretty
That's good, man.
I didn't need him for the 7-9 either. 77.8%.
Now the pay along with the noted mathematician Brian Butch here in Fort Myers. Second free throw, no good. Now what is it? 75. There you go,
absolutely.
There you go. 33-28 Wisconsin. 17-20 remaining. Here's Hepburn to the right side. Chucky above the three-point line. Kills the dribble. A bad pass for Crowell right into the hands of Phelps. Phelps on the dribble down the lane. Scoops it up right hand. Good. Just giving points away right there. 35-28 SMU. 3 minutes into the second half. Steven Crowell right of the circle. Hands off to Hepburn. Chucky leads it for Wall at the top. Wall turns the Storr off the left wing. Goes to the goal. Slam dunk. Two-hand slam from A.J. Storr. 35-30 SMU. 16:44 remaining. Williamson throwing to Edwards. Quick pass Harris. And now it's Williamson. Make that Edwards again. Edwards right of the lane. Slips, recovers. In the paint. Throws to Williamson on the left wing. Williamson cuts off the wing. Stops at the free throw line. Goes off to Harris. Inside to Williamson. It goes off of a couple of bodies and right into the hands of A.J. Storr. Another turnover for SMU. Badgers with the ball down 5 early in the second half. 16:15 remaining. 35-30 SMU. Chucky Hepburn up top. Dribbles in the lane. Kick out Klesman. Left corner 3. Off the rim, no good. And the rebound to B.J. Edwards. The Badgers now 1-15 from distance. Williamson throws to Phelps. Left corner 3. Off the rim, no good. Finally missed one. And a foul called inside. And this will go against Stephen Crowell of Wisconsin. And that'll be his first as we're at the under 16 media timeout. No one gets closer to the game than SiriusXM Big Ten Radio. Tune in for news, talk, and analysis from the offseason through the regular season and into the postseason. We've got your team covered. Anywhere you go, get a free trial at SiriusXM.us/Big Ten Radio 2023. Wisconsin basketball also brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine. The healthcare team of the Badgers are proud sponsors of UW Athletics. 15:57 remaining, SMU 35, Wisconsin 30. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Box Mike. Friday nights at 7 on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
Be a part of the resistance. Check out The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK and on the Civic Media app.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Chug Gaming Wisconsin Dells is your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Your odds are better there. 15:57 remaining, SMU 35, Wisconsin 30.
Last 3 to 4 possessions for Wisconsin on the offensive end. Did they touch the post?
Yeah, you're right.
It's not that the shots again were bad, but like Chucky forced the one that was the turnover.
Leaner.
And then they stopped looking there.
Yep.
Right? Like, and I understand that, but they have the advantage there because right now the way SMU is covering them, they're sending two guys to guard one, and Wisconsin is doing a good job of getting that front of the rim, whether it's Tyler Wall or Mac Tlesman or whoever it was. For that stretch, they got away from it a little bit.
It's 24-6 Wisconsin points in the paint. Kamari McGee in there now, along with Blackwell, Klesman, Wall, and Crowell. Zurich Phelps will be inbounding. As I think they were trying to get everything organized here and get a little moisture on the floor. Getting that taken care of. 15:57 to play. 35-30 SMU. Phelps will loop it in to Tyreek Smith off the right elbow. He's it for Jalen Smith. He's with Klesman. A pass for Phelps. Blackwell has the assignment. Phelps in the lane slips through a double team and a throw to Tyreek Smith. And the shot is missed, but he was fouled.
A good interior pass there by SMU. Now Wisconsin, I believe it was Kamara, needs to come down a little bit more on that and dig to make that a little bit of a harder of a pass. But that angle that I got through was just a really good pass.
Yeah, it was. Crowell with the foul. That's his second. Tyreek Smith hits the first free throw. That's his first point. Averages 8.5 a game, 6.5 rebounds. Transfer from Oklahoma State. Second free throw is good. And it's 37-30, the Mustangs. They have not trailed in this game. 15:48 remaining. Presses on. Blackwell squeezes through two defenders. Now on the dribble. Single coverage in the backcourt from Jalen Smith. And John gets it across to Kamari McGee. Refeeds Blackwell high on the right. Throws to Wall. Wanted to go high low. And a foul inside. Tyreek Smith, I believe, tying up the big fella. And that's going to be the second on Smith.
Right now, they cannot stop Stephen Crawl down.
Mm-hmm.
They can't. They just can't match up with him. So just continue to be patient. Ball fakes for post entries are crucial.
McGee inbounds to Klesman on the dribble off the right wing in the lane to the rim. Up left hand, no good. And the rebound comes down to Jaheim Hudson. Opportunity for Wisconsin. Chuck Harris up the floor. Stops top of the circle. Feeds Hudson. Gets it back to Harris. Harris against Blackwell. A little break, by the way, for Phelps, and a whistle. They got a turnover, but a foul is called. Much to the chagrin of the Wisconsin contingent. They're going to get Tyler Wall for his third foul. Winter, Asijan, and Gilmore coming in for the Badgers as Crow, Klesman, and Wall will sit down. Team foul number four against Wisconsin. 37-30 SMU. 15:15 remaining. Jalen Smith baseline left throws it into Hudson. A pass for Harris at the top. Ice screen Tyreek Smith. McGee works over it. And a pass Harris went behind Tyreek Smith. Ball is loose. Bobbled around near half court. And saved by Ricardo Wright. Throwing it to Jalen Smith. On the right side, feeds right, left of the lane, fades, flips, off the rim, no. Rebound, Blackwell, whistle, foul called on SMU. Ted Valentine on the call, pointing to Tyreek Smith. That'll be his third.
Good job right there by Nolan Winner.
Mm-hmm.
Just battled and battled and fought and was able to get a foul and go his way.
Keon Ambrose-Hilton re-enters for Tyreek Smith. Badgers down 7, 14:53 remaining. And again, SMU showing backcourt pressure. Gilmore looks, still looks into Blackwell. They've got him trapped. He's trying to get out of there, and a bailout foul. Thank you very much. They're going to get Chuck Smith for his second foul, the team's fifth.
And bailout, but John Blackwell just ripped through double team and was strong with the bat. Like, that is a textbook way to split the double team in a trap.
Inbounds pass to Kamari McGee against Jalen Smith. Trying to bother McGee just enough. And he gets it across half court, feeds Blackwell on the right side. And whistle off the ball, foul called. Maybe Ricardo Wright, might have been tagging. Yep, he was tagging Connor Asijan. That's team foul number six with 14:41 to play.
And it was a screen, and Connor curled that thing right to the front of the rim, but he did it with pace. You put pressure at the rim in a variety of ways, but when you get a screen and you cut hard, you get rewarded.
Inbounds pass to Winter, hands off to McGee, high on the right. Badgers will be in the bonus the rest of the way. 14:35 remaining. 37-30 SMU. McGee throwing to Blackwell on the right side, shovels it into Gilmore, gets out of the double team, takes it right wing, darts it to McGee, whips to Winter, tries a three, left side, off the rim, no good. Blackwell, the offensive rebound, and the freshman throws it up, no good. Rebound loose, Ambrose Hilton will gather. 14:15 remaining. Here's Chuck Harris to the front court. Against Blackwell, Harris driving left of the lane, up right hand, no good. Rebound, Blackwell for Wisconsin. 14:03 remaining, 37-30 SMU. Blackwell right side, throwing to Gilmore at the top, feeds Asijan. Leads it for Winter, throws it to McGee, outside right. They work along the perimeter, Gilmore, a pass for Blackwell. Shot clock is down to 10. Winter for Connor, tries a three, right side, off the rim, no good. They cannot buy one. Rebound knocked out of bounds, last touched by Wisconsin. The Badgers 1 of 17 from three-point range.
Tough to win games. 1 of 17. Ooh.
Zurich Phelps back in for Chuck Harris.
And as you say that, they're still only down by 7.
Yeah. Many empty possessions here for Wisconsin. Jalen Smith at the top. Runs it out to Phelps. Phelps high on the left. Blackwell provides the defense. A pass for Jalen Smith. Flips a three. Left side. Good. And the lead is back to 10. 40-30 SMU with 13:17 remaining. The Badgers have been getting it close a couple of times. SMU with answers every time. And a timeout will be taken here by Greg Gard with 13:07 left in the game. At U.S. Bank, we know when you invest in a community, the community invests in you. We are committed to providing high-quality, innovative products and services that meet the needs and demands of our customers. U.S. Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC, 13:07 remaining. SMU 40, Wisconsin 30. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Winter driving requires a bit more vehicle preparation and a lot more caution when driving. So be sure to stop into your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store for all your vehicle's wintertime essentials. Wiper blades, brake fluid, motor oil, fuses, scrapers, filters, and more. You can also find whatever you need online at mybumpertobumperstore.com. We do offer same-day in-store pickup or convenient ship-to-home service. That's bumper-to-bumper. We've got you covered. And thanks for shopping locally.
You probably heard the quote, friends are family you choose. It's also the idea behind the other Thanksgiving holiday, Friendsgiving. Some credit shows, like Friends, for starting this trend by featuring a day meant to celebrate with those who aren't your relatives. And when to gather is up to you. Many celebrate just before Thanksgiving, while others wait until after the official holiday. However you celebrate, all of us with your local Civic Media radio station wish you a wonderful holiday season. I'm Terry Barr.
Ho, 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 ho! Auto Value has once again teamed up with Toys for Tots to help deliver hope to less fortunate children this Christmas. Now through December 15th, you can drop off a new unwrapped toy or cash donation at any participating Auto Value parts store. Your toy or cash donation will not only help Santa, but also allow one more child to experience the magic of Christmas. On behalf of everyone at Auto Value and the North Pole, we thank you.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hustle is what it takes to dominate, and it's exactly what Built Ford Tough trucks were made to do. Check out the F-150 or the Super Duty at your Wisconsin Ford dealer today. 13:07 remaining, SMU 40, Wisconsin 30. Badgers just can't get that, get close, and just can't get that next shot, can't get that next stop. A lot of empties. They missed six of their last seven from the field.
There'll be a run. I firmly believe that. There'll be a run from Wisconsin. However, we've talked a lot of offense so far. It's got to start on the defense. I know they've only given up 40, but they're still, when you look at what they've done for the three-point line, yet again, they're not guarding it well enough. 8 of 11. It's got to start there for runs to happen.
Here's Kamari McGee outside right. McGee throwing to Crow on the right wing. Stevie gives it up to Tyler Wall. Now to Asijan. Connor, baseline right. Peels out of there to the right wing. Bounce pass to Wall. Single coverage. Wall backing in the lane. Goes up. And yes, it counts. And a foul. Didn't double him. Went one-on-one, and Stevie took full advantage. Three-point opportunity.
And now that's what we'll have to watch coming down. If they're not going to double, bring it right back to him. And I understand, but that's the game that it's going on right now is, okay, what are they going to do? Steve's done a good job of reading the double team. Wisconsin got really what they wanted whenever it went there. They don't bring it there. Now it's an and-one opportunity he makes.
Ambrose Hilton called for the foul. Crowell makes the free throw. 40-33 SMU. 12:45 remaining. Jalen Smith out high. Rotates to Phelps. Outside right. Phelps gets a high screen from Ambrose Hilton. Shuffles to the free throw line. Jumper away. Off the rim, no good. Kamari McGee elevates for the rebound. 12 and a half minutes remaining. 40-33 SMU. McGee throwing to Crow, right wing. Stevie against Ambrose Hilton. Throws to Wall. Flips to McGee between the arcs. McGee a lob. Trying to thread one through traffic. And a whistle inside. And a foul is called. Ooh, that is... a break for Wisconsin. They get Emory Lanier. That was a low percentage pass, but Emory Lanier.
Now, Lanier did come underneath Tyler Wall on that. There was a back screen for a lob.
Yep.
Wisconsin was looking for the lob. But it might have looked a little bit like one of Jordan Love's deep
balls. Oh, here you go again.
It just wasn't far enough.
Here you go again.
It might have.
Badgers in the bonus.
Short.
Badgers in the bonus. First free throws. Didn't Jordan Love lead his team to victory last week?
I think Jordan Love is great.
I think he did.
I'm just saying, it was just a little short.
Wow. Along with Packers hater Brian Butch.
I'm
a lifelong Packers fan, Matt LaFay.
I'm a Packer fan. I'm just called the way I see it.
Tyler hits both free throws. Badgers back 5. 40-35. SMU 12:09 remaining. Jalen Smith throwing to Hudson. Tries a three. Not this time. Way off the mark of CJ there, weak side. It was Hudson hitting a three in the first half and striking a little pose in the direction.